Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio. In the traditions of our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, we're convinced the checks and balances are one of the solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we follow, believe in the supreme law of the land. That is our blueprint for liberty. I consider it the political religion of our nation, ladies and gentlemen. We talked to Dr. Scott Bradley last hour, and we talked about people are fleeing New York State's tyranny for Florida. I can see why. We highlighted Washington. That's George Washington's incredible warning, ladies and gentlemen. And that warning is religion or morality are indispensable supports for the nation. All right. So that's the deal. Hey, you got to call my board op. You're calling my landline, Don. You got to call the board op at 208-216-6100. 208-216-6100. I'm on the radio right now, though. 208-216-6100. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Guests are just not available when they're supposed to be. See, what happens is you call them. They don't answer. Then you go ahead and start the show late because you're trying to call them. And then they call in the middle of the show. And if you don't pick it up, you'll never have your guest, right? So you just got to work with what's happening live to the best of your ability. See, my producer could pick it up, but yet, hey, they didn't call back the number we gave them to call back. They called back the office line. So then I've got to answer it or he's confused and we never get it done. Anyway, that's the nature of live radio. And I'm not trying to be critical of him. I'm just trying to get people to understand, look, radio waits for no man. It's live and on demand or it's live whenever it's live, right? That's kind of the deal. So there you have it. People in New York State are fleeing the tyrannical state and heading to Florida in droves, in great numbers, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about George Washington's unheeded warning. Religion and morality are indispensable supports if you want prosperity and liberty. We talked about private virtue and public virtue. It's the character to be self-governed. It's the character to care about others more than your own wants. It's the character to keep religious and moral laws. We talked to Scott Bradley about a lot of good stuff, right? Thank God, folks, for the Constitution. We talked about the movie, A Man for All Seasons. And in that, there's a kind of a dialogue back and forth we played last hour. I give the devil the benefit of law for my own sake, sir. Not that we want the devil to have the law, but you take away all laws and the devil just runs amok. There are moral laws, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of that, that brings us to our next guest. His nickname is Pepe. He's on Truth Social. He's got a group of people that are standing for liberty big time, and we commend them for their work. There's a lot of them, too. And I met these guys when I was hanging out at Catherine Engelbrecht's and Greg Phillips's summit on election fraud. And it was a very good event that we attended. And we made a lot of good friends there as well, folks. And anyway, Don, or Mr. Pepe, is involved in a group nicknamed We the Media. I like that term. They're not big media. They're just We the Media. Pepe, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Tell me about you personally a little bit. Let's get to know you.
What would you like to know?
Well, just give people kind of your background. You grew up in the southern states, right?
Yes, sir. I grew up in North Carolina, single mom, grew up very poor, always was very business-minded, started out with a women's clothing store at 18, and now I own a car dealership, a payment processing sales organization, independent media company that we use to sell merch, and we're printing shirts and hats up for people that are getting shut off by the internet, trying to insulate ourselves from all the deep state ways. And just in this battle, you know, I've been in the battle since 17 with a lot of my same friends at the end of 17. And we've been together a long time and added a lot of great, what I call diggers and investigative journalists, digital soldiers, you know, a lot of names for us.
Now, what created your great awakening, though? Because you weren't really into this freedom stuff or the political stuff for most of your life, right?
No. What started it for me was I was actually building apps at the time very cheaply and for small businesses to operate. And I thought that was going to be kind of a big thing. And I noticed that the Q drops in the 4chan and just began as a skeptic of all of it and a spectator of all these drops. And it's wild how President Trump is retweeting a lot of Q people. And two of my friends from We the Media got retweeted in the last couple of days. So it's driving the media crazy. It's
and
fun
when you
ride.
Say we, and when you say we tweeted, though, you're talking about on True Social,
retweet,
right?
Actually, for saying retweet, I owe Swampy $17. It's just habit. You know, I've had 16 Twitters.
And I'm going to call you out on it, sir. We don't tweet. We're not Twitter-pated. We are the media.
I know. You're right. You got me in live, too.
All right. Do I get $17 also?
I think it's only fair. I'll send you a shirt instead, though.
All right. I love it. By the way, you've got a lot of shirts. Tell us what some of your shirts say, though, because this is fun, ladies and gentlemen. This is taking it to the enemy, but doing so in a very fun, very educational way.
Yeah, we love, we call it Kek Ops. K-E-K is our lap out loud. And some people say, well, what is Kek? Well, we use Kek because you remember the story of Egypt where they were delivering the people, but God made fun of all the Baal worshiping gods in all the plagues, right? Well, one of them was the Kek god, the frog-headed god. And so it was like God saying, oh, you like frogs, do you? I have some frogs for you. And we're those frogs in current day. And we look at President Trump as kind of like the modern day Moses that's leading the people out of the slavery of the corporation kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes. So Kek, K-E-K, is another way to say LOL.
Laugh out loud. Yeah, it's just our irreverent way of making fun of deep states. We think the really tip top of deep state worship Satan. You know, that's how we see it.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. Look, we are on the earth to make choices between God Almighty and Satan. I mean, that's the great war that started in heaven on the earth, and we need to choose God. It's that simple, sir.
Well, I was a theology major, and I thought I was awake. And to be honest, until I started seeing what the kingdom of Satan was really up to and how little of a light we have been. I mean, look, George Soros has took over most all the denominations, and we've about proved that through sauce and paperwork. Just for instance, the Southern Baptist Church was infiltrated through Russell Moore and two political arms of Soros's organizations. And it's just terrible what's going on.
Amen to that reality check. It's just terrible about a lot of things going on, ladies and gentlemen.
But there's a lot of coming.
There's a lot of good happening, too. There's a lot of hope, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm winning more people to the Lord than I ever have. That's never happened like now. So that's a plus.
When crazy things go down, folks, it wakes people up in many ways, and people start to question, you know, what? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? What's the purpose of all this? And that means people's hearts and minds are open to the Lord. I think that's a critical part of what we do. Yes, a lot of it's political, but it's more important to focus on and to realize It isn't just a political for political sake. It's a discussion of morality. It's a discussion of principle. It's a discussion of solutions and a discussion of pointing to Christ.
Well, that's what being light and salt are. And if the church was doing her job in America, we would have revival instead of what, and we have people blaming lost people. Well, that you have drag queens reading to your children. Were they
not my children, buddy?
You know, on average, you get it. Yes. Mine either. But, you know, in my county, they do to the public school kids. You know, they're doing things to normie kids that's training them a certain way. They've infiltrated every level, and us as Christians have allowed it. It's our fault. We took God out of the homes, out of our hearts, out of our Bible reading times, out of our churches even. They bowed to what I call the music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. And the battle, ladies and gentlemen, used to be on Twitter. That's why Pepe made the mistake and owes me $17. But
I do.
The real battle, ladies and gentlemen, the real education is happening on Truth Social. We're going to take a quick pause because this is traditional radio. When we come back from the break, though, we're going to talk about Truth Social in more detail. You know, Donald Trump talked about putting together a media platform. And it took him a long time to get it done, and several of us felt like, man, is he ever going to do this? He's done it, and it's gaining followers, and it's gaining leaders, if you will, in droves. The mainstream press won't tell you about it, but we will.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media it wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Don Essery, a.k.a. Pepe Deluxe. Now, there's two Pepes on Truth Social. One guy is, what is it, Lives Matter? All Lives Matter?
Pepe Lives Matter. He's the big dog. Yeah.
All right. You're Pepe Deluxe. And I say there's no bigger guy than Don Essery. Now, We the Media, is that a website or is it just on Truth Social?
Well, we're on Telegram and Truth Social. And we used to be together on Twitter. And we used to be in private groups on Twitter where we do all our digging and iron sharpening and iron top thing. And we used to measure our impressions on Twitter. And, We used to average 900 million impressions just our group on Twitter a month. We actually devoured the media, and just one guy alone, Inevitable IET, who's an awesome chiropractor and a very brilliant guy who's the brains with Jordan Sather and Kate Awakening
of keeping us a cohesive group always. Those guys had, like, he had 350,000 himself on Twitter, and they deleted him so much. Nobody's faced more deletions and censorship than the Anons. None, not even close.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting to me. You know, I think there's some truth to the Anons. There's some truth to the information they get. There's also some stuff you got to be really careful with it. What's fascinating to me, though, and what gives me a real belief that there's a lot of value there and a lot of truth told there, is that they shut you guys down so much, or they shut the Anon people down so much. Why, if it's just propaganda? Why, if none of it's true? Why, if there's no guidance and direction and real information there? Why do they even care?
Why does Satan want to shut down the
mic? Because there is information there, Don.
Yes. Yeah, I think that anytime you have light, you attract people who want to see the truth, and you also attract the bugs. And that's why I think we pass Christians as most censored now, and that's the first time in history. And that's to the shame of Christians for not being the light they should be. It's a shame God had to call a bunch of frogs again, honestly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Truth Social, created by Donald Trump, is live, is happening now. It's truthsocial.com. And Truth Social is America's big tent social media platform that encourages open, free, and honest global conversation without discriminating on the basis of political ideology. That is key, folks. And that is the point. Okay, when the government shuts us all down, my question is, what are they afraid of? They're afraid of the truth. They're afraid that we, the people, will get enough mojo to stand together and call a halt to their con game, Pepe. That's what they're afraid of.
Well, the narrative is the war. And we took over the narrative. We took over the idea of information. And we red pill in person everywhere. We get involved locally. They're terrified because we're taking over school boards, county commissioner jobs. We're hanging out, like having lawn parties around the ballot boxes where they're going to be trying to deliver them. We got plans to disrupt every illegal thing they're doing by the law. And that's what they don't like, is we want to hold them accountable to the law and the light. They don't need, and they try to say we're violent. And really, it's the light and the law they're afraid of.
Ladies and the narrative gentlemen, I met a bunch of people from We Are Media. We the Media. And I met a bunch of them, ladies and gentlemen. I met Pepe first, and he introduced me to a bunch of them. I'm telling you right now, they are, I know Don and I are a little bit older, but these people are young, they're influential, they're on fire for the sacred cause of liberty. They believe in truth. They want to ferret out the facts. They want to get to the bottom of things. They're a delightful group of cheerful, fun-loving people, but at the same time, they're on a mission, my brother. And this is what matters. You know what? We, the media, on truthsocial.com are really changing the game when it comes to journalism. You know, they're citizen journalists. Many of them don't even claim that they're experts. They just say, I care and it matters to me, and I'm going to do something about it. And getting people up out of their chairs is the key to taking America back, Don.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to take the narrative back, too, and get the truth to people, because all the media is in on it. They're all in on it together with what we call the deep state.
Tell me about the different people that are involved in We the Media, because there's a bunch of people, and they all bring different talents to the table, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, we have our own language, our own way of doing things. We love people, but yet we meme. And the reason we meme is because we're used to robots tracking our words and deleting us, so we have to tell you the whole story in a funny picture to get your attention, because people really don't like to read very long or lengthy things. So our job is, what we feel like, is to go around the media and get the truth directly to the people. And we've done that in Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, every platform there is a way to reach the people. We're there, we're engaged, and we're promoting truth even from small accounts. So it's not really about how big some of us have gotten because we've been in the war so long. It's about new people that are getting in too, having to be trained to think for themselves, to dig for themselves, and to make a decision for themselves on real information, not propaganda. So we've got a lot of people in the group that are video experts at making video productions, like Absolute, and we've got people who can, and Qtime too, by the way, and different ones. And we've got people that are great at bringing information together. I mean, we've got people that can build robots to scrape things to a Discord app to alarm us if we miss anything. We're pretty googly, is a good way to put it. And there's so many different vast
and
talents.
When you say googly, that's a word, not a company anymore, ladies and gentlemen. The point that he's talking about is we're great researchers and diggers, and we can troll the web and gather information, and we can ferret out information in a meaningful way. When he says googly, he doesn't mean Google the company. He's using it as a term, as a, in a way a noun, in a way a verb at the same time, right?
It's a descriptor word. Yeah, he's very googly.
And that means nothing to do with Google anymore is the point. Google became a search engine is how it kind of got the name. But now the name's broader than the term. In other words, Kleenex is a manufacturer. Yeah. But if you say, hey, I want a Kleenex or whatever, hey, everybody knows you want a tissue. It isn't really necessarily that brand, and nobody cares. That's the point. These words have become beyond the companies that may have spawned them in the beginning. Now a googly person would shun Google in many ways, or would take Google with a grain of salt at the least, right?
Sure, but we also, some of us like to use deep state's tools because they are the slickest, you know, and I'm one of those guys that made fun of everyone. It was going around DuckDuckGo and all these other places because, to be honest, we know how to get around all the barriers that Google put on normal researchers. We still like to have the best tools. Hopefully Deep State will have to turn them over to us and we'll take them all over one day by law, hopefully. Because what does the word antitrust mean? And how much bigger is Google and YouTube and all these places? I mean, I'm still so angry for being taken out of the public square from Facebook. I mean, I have a car dealership and it hurt us very badly when I have thousands of following friends and 5,000 max local friends. And they just take me out of the market square for saying things today that people can say and be on the platform still. And my messenger with my children and marketplace, and they take you out of the square of public opinion altogether.
So, amen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, look, your five guarantees under the First Amendment are absolutely under assault. Your right to peacefully assemble. They want to just bring thugs there and turn it all into a violent, you know, fest and then blame it on you. Okay, classic projection. They don't want you to meet and go to church. They don't want you to meet, you know, and assemble and worship how you want to. They don't want freedom of the press. They don't want freedom of speech. They don't want these things because they know that if we have them, we will all start to realize the game they're playing, the satanic tricks they're pulling, the propaganda they're peddling, the communism and socialism they're engendering, et cetera, to where, you know what, they know that if we get together, we'll stop them. And their hope is we don't get together and that we can't stop them. Pepe?
I agree. Did you mean it when you said at the pit that you'd like to be a part of We the Media?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be joining Truth Social today. And then I'll make sure that I connect with you, and then we can start to work. And I also meant it when I told you that we would start to have all kinds of members of We the Media start joining us on the program from time to time. We'll go through the different folks that want to come on the air and talk about them and their account and what they're doing. I want to come back and talk about how big Truth Social is becoming. They don't want you to believe it's as big as it is either. I also want to come back and talk about this thug lady from the United Nations and New Zealand and what her agenda is. The free speech battle is on, my fellow Americans.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ian regained Hurricane 1 status Thursday evening on its way up to the Carolinas and bringing with it a record storm surge, flooding, and intense winds to their coast, which is under hurricane warning at this hour. After Ian cut through Florida this week, some Florida officials said publicly hundreds have been killed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis
did shelter in place. As of last night, we've contacted over 20,000 Floridians that filled out a shelter in place survey on floridadisaster.org. Over 10,000 have responded, and all 10,000 said they were safe. And the state sent the first alert late last night and are expecting more responses this morning.
31-year-old Gavin Escobar, a former tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, died in an apparent rock climbing accident in California on Wednesday. Escobar and 33-year-old Chelsea Walsh were found by firefighters in the region. The fall took place near Taquish Rock, shadowing Palm Springs, California. Russia struck Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people. As it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia before the annexation by President Putin takes effect Friday. Iranian citizens flock to the tools designed to help citizens in censorshipped nations connect to the internet as their government tries to squelch protests. One IT professional said daily demand for a virtual private network or VPN services in Iran is up over 3,000% compared to before the protests. The protests are about a woman and her headscarf, or lack of, that got her arrested and subsequently killed by Iranian officials, the protesters claim. Visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Sam Bushman and Don Essery, also known as Pepe Deluxe, on TruthSocial.com. I'm going to be setting up my Truth Social account as well. I meant to do this before the show, but I just get so busy I get derailed. I got to work on that, though. But we're talking to Don. He's part of a group on Truth Social called We the Media. And, man, they're a group of people that are just doing phenomenal work on Truth Social. And I'm going to get involved and join them. And work with them on information, et cetera. And we're going to really get this done, folks. So Truth Social is becoming a lot bigger, Don, than they want us to believe. In other words, they want you to just believe, it's just Donald's whacked out thing. It's goofy. There's no support. That isn't true at all.
No, it's not true at all. And I actually had someone save my spot when they first came because I didn't have Apple and I've only been there a few months myself, and I'm growing hundreds of friends every day, joining every day. So I think I'll get to where I am on Telegram probably soon. I think I'm at 64,000 or so on Telegram.
And it's a lot bigger, though, than they want you to believe. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. And we were stuck at Telegram having to fight armies of robots. It's refreshing to go to True Social and not have to fight any robots. I mean, it's really awesome, and they're improving it. You got to think it takes a while to get it, like where you've got certain things on Facebook and Twitter, like private messages. You can't just turn all that on when you got everybody coming in all at the same time. They didn't have that problem at Twitter and Facebook. They could grow for years just organically as they went without the whole world trying to get in, you know. so people had to wait.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a key issue to understand. Some of these programs are more seasoned, but look, they're gaining on it fast, folks, and that is critical. I want to talk about this story with Pepe Deluxe, because this story is shocking. I mentioned the free speech battle that's underway, and boy, howdy is it. There's an article in WND.com written by Art Moore, and it is shocking. The headline says, UN leaders urged to join fight to shut down internet, quote, misinformation for every new weapon that we face. There is a new tool to overcome it, they say. Now, that's what we're saying, and that's what they're saying in this, quote, digital war. Now, the UN's new weapon of war is horrifying because it's really free speech in the crosshairs. All right, during the pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, New Zealand's prime minister, the lady's name is like, I think it's Jacinda, Ardern.
Beautiful person.
Is how you say her name. She repeatedly has declared, ladies and gentlemen, her government to be her citizens' only source of truth on COVID-19 and the vaccines. And she loves the vaccines. Her insistence that the experimental shots were effective at stopping infection and transmission. I mean, she's whacked as all get out, folks. We've proven her information to be false so many times. But yet she was in a press conference last November, and a reporter tried to talk about Israel to her and say, hey, you know what? What about the United Kingdom? What about this? What about that? This isn't true. She literally just shut the reporter down in her address to the United Nations. In New York City, she's made it clear that she considers free speech to be a weapon of war. Okay? Think about that. The prime minister then announced a new initiative to partnership with companies and nonprofits to address misinformation online. They want to be the gods of what information we have, we get, we disseminate, okay? It is crazy. Now, even WND has just joined Truth Social, by the way. So good for them. Follow them at WND News. But this is crazy, folks, when you think about that. You got to ask yourself, is freedom of speech a weapon of war? Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But here's this whacked out lady Lucinda's part of her speech. She's speaking in the press conference, and then the guy tries to ask her a question. She shuts him down and shuts the whole press conference down. Here it is.
What I'd say is that we're all actually completely on the same page when it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to. This is an issue of... This is an issue... Sir, I'm going to ask... I'm going to answer the questions... of the accredited media. Sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease. Sorry, to our accredited members of the gallery here, we might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so we might reconvene. Thank you.
Can we use the facility here?
Do you know whether or not it's open? Sorry, everyone. We might just try and flop it, go inside and then hold it there just so that we can have it in a bit more quiet space for you. And if you want to listen to your order and you feel like you need to re-record, we can do that inside as well. Right. I'm going to go to the bathroom and then...
So this lady literally says to the press conference, I'm going to go to the bathroom. What a weirdo. And then she literally says, hey, you can't even ask a question. I'm going to shut you down. We're only going to have accredited media, and we're going inside where you can't go. Think how tyrannical that is, ladies and gentlemen. Is freedom of speech a weapon of war? Now, to me and the founding fathers, it's not. It's a God-given right that government has no authority to take away. But the prime minister then rattled off a list of issues for which establishment politicians and media have created a narrative which they're unwilling to discuss. The narrative stands. If you don't go along, they'll just shut you down. After all, how do you successfully end a war? You know what? If people believe that this is the only way, she described online speech that conflicts with the government's narrative as a weapon. Pepe, do you want to respond to this?
Well, the truth is a weapon when you lie and you have an agenda that doesn't match up with reality. And they're panicking because actually in every country on earth, it seems they're fighting for their sovereignty and their very breath of truth. And so to me, it's a normal way of life after 5 years, because you got to think, most people don't understand that Facebook bought Giphy just to read our memes. They couldn't see what we were doing and saying in a mass scale. So that was a huge attack on us. So we're used to this. So I don't know what weapon they have. It can't be any bigger than their quantum Google computer that already does it to us. So we're kind of used to it.
So it's very, very interesting, this battle. She calls on world leaders to crack down on free speech. She described online speech that conflicts with the government's narrative as a weapon. Now listen, she says they, meaning the government in bed with big tech, have the means to stop free speech online. They just need to have the will.
That's all they're waiting on is for people to... that's why they've really been trying to incite us into a civil war, to be honest. It's even January 6th, they're trying to make it look like we're the domestic terrorists and they have every right to shut us up because we're so dangerous, you know. So we see what they're doing, but they're not the majority, not even close. They just want you to think it, and they make normal people afraid to stand up.
That's the facts, and that is the battle we fight, ladies and gentlemen. That is the issue. Listen carefully to the last thing she says. Listen, Jacinda Ardern, or however you say her name. There will be only one source of truth. And free speech is a weapon of war. She then
calls
for your censorship, ladies and gentlemen. She wants your censorship. She says citizens who think and speak for themselves are a danger to the new normal. Folks, this tells the tale. We let her speak in the United States at the UN, buddy.
We give them money.
I mean, think about what's happened, folks. Who's telling you this besides WND.com, me and Don? This is what they're working on behind the scenes. And reporters try to discuss it and try to get the word out on it. She literally just cuts them off and shuts them down. Well, Joe Biden's not far behind. We'll come back and talk more about Truth Social with Don and what we're doing about it. We, the media, one of the great modern day solutions to a tyrannical problem that we face. Pepe Deluxe and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah, a message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, it's hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. It is indeed news the networks refuse to use. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOnRadio.com. We're everywhere, baby. And we're going to be joining Truth Social, and we're going to be joining We the Media. That is Don Essery, Pepe Deluxe, and crew. We're grateful for their leadership and involvement. It's all on TruthSocial.com, WND.com. Just joined TruthSocial.com as well. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this whacked-out lady, this new UN's weapon of war is horrifying. This Lucinda whacked out leader of New Zealand is just insane. She says there'll be only one source of truth and free speech is a weapon of war. She's literally calling for censorship and saying, if you think and believe and speak for yourself, you're a danger to the new normal, folks. That's just crazy. Anyway, the bottom line is we will beat her. She thinks she's in control because she has some government power, but she doesn't understand that when we, the people, we, the media, get together, you know what? There's nothing that can stop the truth.
Nothing can stop it.
Okay, that's one thing she doesn't understand. She may, you know, wrap her tyrannical cords around us. We may have setbacks, but at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, God wins, Satan loses. Remember that reality. Now, Joe Biden's at the helm of the United States. While this whacked out lady speaks to the United Nations on U.S. soil in New York, Joe Biden's as confused as ever. He gets on stage the other day, and he made a grim mistake during his appearance at the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health in Washington. All right? Joe Biden, he forgot about the death of Indiana Rep. Jackie Worski. While he was at the event on Wednesday, he repeatedly searched the crowd for her and called her name, asking for her. I kid you not. Now, listen.
Unbelievable.
The Republican, that's interesting, he's reaching across the aisle to a Republican. It just shows you that it's the deep state. They're all working together against we the people, folks. Don't believe in the left-right paradigm lie. It's we the people against the deep state. Anyway, so now this Republican is part of the deep state anyway. But she died, folks. She was killed in a tragic car accident along with two of her staffers in early August. So she's dead. Well, after his huge gaffe, the White House launched a confusing and nonsensical explanation of why he was looking for her. All right? It sent reporters in a tizzy. They claimed that Biden did it on purpose, that it was not an error, that it was not a mistake. But, folks, when you have a dead person that just died recently and you do that, it is a gargantuan gaffe. Here's the soundbite from Joe Biden. It's really short, but here's what he does on stage. Cameron?
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Okay, I don't mean to be rude. In addition to where's Jackie, a huge just, oh my gosh, Joe, are you serious? But the guy can hardly talk. Okay, the guy is so old and so riddled with mental problems, the guy can hardly talk. Listen to him one more time.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Okay, that's your president standing on the stage. He can barely talk. Now, I don't mean to mock the person, Joe Biden, okay? I don't mean to take advantage of and just be a jerk. I'm not that kind of a person. But let me tell you why I bring this up to Pepe Deluxe on the radio. This is a national security concern. You literally have this whacked out New Zealand leader saying we're going to take away free speech, speaking on American soil to the United Nations, a criminal organization in and of itself. And then you have Joe Biden standing up there. He can barely talk. It's a national security crisis, sir. This guy doesn't even know. He might even think Osama bin Laden's still here.
I have to thank Joe Biden in a way, though, because as long as I've been trying to red pill people, nobody's red pilled more people than Joe Biden for me. Nobody's woke up more liberals than Joe Biden has. You know,
he's right.
Overnight, 4,000 people that were union people realized he's not for us. And this is all, like you say, the left-right paradigm. They are just trying to placate. They get in and they do their agenda. And the Bushes were no different. And he's just, I think God's revealing to people a lot of things and tripping him up in front of a lot of people to show people and to wake them up to what's really going on.
I think you're absolutely right. But to me, it's a national security crisis to have Donald Trump, to have Joe Biden up there instead of Donald Trump. You know, I don't believe that the Joe Biden's the legitimate president is why he keeps saying Donald Trump, folks. Sorry about that.
Well,
all I'm telling you is go ahead, sir.
Well, they infiltrated us at every level. They couldn't beat us toe to toe. And so that's what they've done. And all those at the top are paid off left and right. Congress and Senate, they all know who really won. We every time we bring proof, look what they did to the 2000 Mules movie. They shut it down. And when you and I went and seen that they have a server in China with all your information, and we get to use part of that as a way to dig back on them and uncover Konex software and Poll Chief software. Those were all we, the media guys, on my way driving back to Arizona that tied all those knots together. That's why they're trying to sue Greg Phillips. And that's why that lady wants us to shut up and put a mask on your face and just shut up. Quit. Nobody, you know, they don't want anybody to listen to what we have to say. And everybody knows what's happening. They just don't know what to do about it. So that's why we do local what we need to do. And we pray John Durham does what he's supposed to be doing.
And that's where we come in, ladies and gentlemen, to tell the truth, Truth Social and other places, on your radio, everywhere we are. Because, look, Biden is confused. It is a national security crisis when he literally calls for a dead representative of the opposite party. He wants to give a shout out to his Republican colleague, right? That just shows you that it's the deep state against us. And it also shows you that Biden, look, the guy can hardly even speak. I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm saying, look, Biden needs to just kind of, you know what, retire.
He got lost.
You know what?
He got lost after the speech.
Right.
They made a meme of it, making it look like he went into a kindergarten somewhere to look for children.
And all I'm telling you is I look at this and I go, you know what? It's sad. I wish the guy well. He could just go, you know, peacefully retire or whatever. But it is a serious, serious national security crisis to have the head of our military, the greatest military in the world, to literally hardly be able to even talk or communicate. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know who he's talking to. He doesn't know who's dead or alive. It is a scary deal. But we got sad news to report at the end of the hour. Sidney Powell lost a key court battle when Trump appointed federal judge Carl Nichols in Washington, D.C., dismissed her lawsuit against Dominion Voting Systems. The ruling opens the door for Dominion to continue pursuing its $1.3 million lawsuit against Sidney Powell. It's $1.3 billion, though. I erred. It's not million. It's $1 billion. They got a $1.3 billion lawsuit against Sidney. And so they shut down Sidney's case against Dominion, but let Dominion's case go forward against Sidney. Folks, in his three-page ruling that's whacked out, Judge Carl Nichols granted Dominion's request to dismiss the case, saying that Powell failed to show that Dominion's actions caused a abuse of justice. Anyway, it goes on and on. But the bottom line is, earlier this year, the same judge dismissed a similar lawsuit advanced by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. So sadly, this is a Trump-appointed attorney or a judge. But all I'm telling you, earlier in 2021, when Michael Dell launched a complaint against Dominion's voting machines, and anyway, this thing is interesting. But they literally rejected the request from Giuliani, from Dell, from everybody. And there you have it. You've got these judges that are even supposedly Trump judges that are now turning against us.
You don't trust anybody. You have to praise what's happening that's good. I'm praising Judge Kavanaugh and different ones that are standing up and bringing things to the court, no matter if they're a hot button and they try to whine and cry about it. We just have to fight the battles where we're winning. And I can sue Koenig Software because I don't like the color of their shirt. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean they're going to win. And Koenig's going to have to come after a lot of people, because now we have such open information and people know. And look what they have to lose. They're not going to take it laying down. They're not just going to give up. They got to look how much business they're losing worldwide. They do a lot in a lot of other countries. Wait till you find out that probably 80% of the elections on Earth are tampered with, and not just by those guys. So,
well, they
there's
are.
A lot more
but
to
remember
come,
this,
opinion.
Though. The other thing you need to remember is there's very few people in unique positions of power that are shutting us down. And as soon as we get to those people in meaningful ways to prosecute, we want to follow the law, but we want to prosecute these people. As soon as we get those people out of the way, you know what? They have a stranglehold right now. God bless Ted Nugent. They have a stranglehold on this stuff right now, but it's short-lived because there's very few people they have in power. And once we get their gatekeepers out of the way, that's like the media. You know, they controlled everything until we started taking them on blow by blow. But you know what? Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use is starting to surface, and their gatekeeping role is over.
Okay, you have to track the resignation.
That gal in the press conference, for example, shut down that press conference, but this is now going global. This is going viral due to people like me and we, the media, and everybody else telling the tale. Look, she used to be able to shut those things down, and that was the end of it. No one knew. Now she's lost that stranglehold.
Yeah, they're losing position.
We, the people. They've lost their gatekeeping mechanism, Don.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're losing them a lot of places. You're having... If you remember the 2017 executive order that Trump gave towards people that are caught up in pedophilia as well, we had more step downs then, and we're still having more people. If you really study, they don't put it out in the media, but there's a lot of people being exposed in a lot of big places in the FBI and the CIA. And I give the FBI a really rough time. And I know there are some good FBI, and I do think it needs to be restructured, and maybe Space Force sit at the top of all that. We don't know how it's going to shake down when the Patriots get back in control after this red wave. And, hopefully we do something to get Trump in before 24 is what I think should happen by law. But we'll see how all that shakes out.
What we do know is we're in this for the long haul. What we do know is we're telling the tale of truth. They call us truth tellers, ladies and gentlemen. What we do know is we, the media, truthsocial.com, and others are taking on the mainstream press like never before. You get front row seats if you listen to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. You got Pepe Deluxe. You got Sam Bushman in the round table today telling the tale of liberty. Thank you so much for listening. LibertyRoundtable.com is my website. LovingLiberty.net is my syndicated radio network website. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. We declare the snakes and shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.